The Chief Technology Officer, Megan Smith, says she wants the General Services Administration's 18F program and U.S. Digital Services program to stick around once the Obama administration leaves office. And a new hiring authority from the Office of Personnel Management means tech experts will soon be at other agencies like Homeland Security and the Justice Department. Mark Foreman's Vice President for IT Services and Cloud Initiatives at TASC and was the first eGov administrator at the Office of Management and Budget. Mark, it's great to talk to you as always. The digital services teams have a lot of buzz around them right now. Eventually, that will recede, and it will probably happen before January 20th, 2017. How does one go about the business of making sure that something that one likes continues into another administration? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me. First of all, one may like it as a technologist and on the political side and the budget side, it may have no meaning. So my theory on all of this is that technology really only matters to political leaders when there is a very high visibility issue and the policy or policy implementation ties with the need for technology. So we've had that at a few times in our history. Going back to 9/11, there was so much technology and technology demand that grew out of that. Similarly, the period we're in now of all the cybersecurities and cybercrime issues will drive an awful lot of spending and interest in technology among politicians and political leaders, just because they have to understand those issues. They're major policy issues facing us. So, what does that mean for somebody who likes these digital services groups? To be quite frank, I think we're at a dichotomy right now, and a lot of this comes down to the political philosophy of government. You know, for most of the last 30 years, there was this belief, which back in the late 80s was generally called New Federalism. And we spent a lot of time in the Clinton administration and the Bush administration applying technology to improve the quality of service to the citizen, not with direct service delivery, but by applying technology to the delivery channel between the federal, state, and local governments. And the philosophy was, and has been for many years, state and local governments closest to the citizen. That's where we want the delivery channel to lead to better citizen services. This administration's done at least a 120-degree shift, if not 180, where these digital services teams are very important if you want the federal government to do the services delivery direct to citizens. And what I think many people don't realize, this is not a technology issue. This is a public policy-driven issue. And so, again, we have the situation. If the next administration comes in and agrees that society's changed and the federal government now delivers services in bulk to the citizens and we want to get the state and locals out of it, then the teams continue. And if not, the teams are going to go away or they'll be dramatically impacted.
So can I derive then that no matter how much Megan Smith would like to see them continue, that's really about all the say that she and then this administration have in this matter? And I mean no reflection on her. It's the political reality of the situation is what it sounds like you're saying, Mark.
Well, look, you know, it's very hard to kill a program from one administration to the next. And time-tested ideas will return again. So, for example, at the beginning of the Obama administration, all the shared services initiatives that we had were pretty well shut down. And over time, I think the administration realized, no, shared services is the way to go. Cloud and shared services are tightly coupled. And now, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years, shared services have been a major initiative for this administration. So we lost a few years, and it could be that that's what happens with the digital services team. But they never really go away. They just aren't as prominent as they used to be.
So I guess if one wants to make sure that digital services teams continue into the next administration, the best argument for making that happen is exceptional performance, where the next administration comes in and says, wow, even though we didn't think of this, these are really doing very well. And because of that, we want to continue their operation. And I'm not implying that any of the teams that exist now are not performing exceptionally well. I'm just suggesting that continued exceptional performance, if that's what we're seeing, would be very critical to making sure they continue.
Well, I actually would say go a little bit deeper than that. I think for them to sustain, they got to get into the guts of the government operations. And government operations, you know, in some places they've looked at pretty ethereally. So how decisions are made, and you can present pretty websites. You know, we know from lots of the public policy literature that doesn't really change the way decisions are made. Are you providing some new insights or new information that previously people didn't have in line with the decisions that they're trying to make? Are you automating transactions and getting rid of errors in those transactions? And so much of this is not the sexy, pretty website or pretty mobile app. It's the behind the scenes, improving the quality of the security of transactions processing. And to me, that's the best way to ensure sustainment of these organizations. You know, underlying this is the core issue that we need talent, we need knowledge in government on how technology relates to the business of government. And any way that we can get that into the government, I think benefits, regardless of who's in power. We just got to make sure that those skills get to the areas where they can provide the best utility in the long term. And I just happen to think that the biggest areas now are in the guts, the operations of the government.
It's interesting that you use that term guts, because it's kind of along the same lines of what I learned about what groups like 18F, USDS are focused on right now. And it primarily, the term I kept hearing is nuts and bolts. Essentially the same idea that I'm hearing from folks inside those organizations that you're talking about. Hey, the stuff that we're doing is probably not something that's going to make anybody a superstar, but it's the stuff that makes the average citizen go, well, the government works. That when I use this, it's easier because, and they don't even necessarily know it's because of anybody doing anything special.
Right. Well, see, the reality of this is they may not see the technology aspect of this. So, for example, I think it's a lot easier now to get through airports, even if you don't sign up for PreCheck, just because some of that seems to be working so much more effectively. And so I know the last few times I've gone on both business and personal trips on airplanes, and I've gone through PreCheck, that's the thing I see. Now, do I realize that that's because the technology at TSA is so much better? You know, that's the question. Same thing for some of the other things that affect citizens. You think about the poor people dealing with the disasters in Texas right now. You know, will they see nothing to do with the technology, just their basic needs of life being met by government? You know, if that happens much better without having to go through 15 different people to call and 15 different agencies to talk to. At the heart, we're on a long-term trend of integrating around different policy issues. And what people should start to see is faster response time from government, fewer errors, less bureaucracy to deal with in the government. And it really has little to do with the look and feel of a website.